Hello, I'm Sebastian from Glasgow Science Centre, and you're listening to A Spark of Science. Let's focus on our breathing for a few seconds. Take a deep breath in and out. And in and out. With every breath, we are breathing in the oxygen we need to stay healthy, but we are also breathing in many other gases that are in our air. Nitrogen makes up around 78% of the air around us, making it the most abundant gas in our atmosphere. It is a colourless, odourless gas that doesn't really react with anything. We call gases like nitrogen inert gases. However, just because it's inert doesn't mean it's useless. Because it doesn't react with anything, it is very good at keeping our food fresh. The next time you open a packet of crisps, have a look inside. Your crisps are also sharing the bag with nitrogen gas. If it was just air, the oxygen would cause the crisps to go soft, soggy, and eventually get moldy. Yuck! As bacteria doesn't react to nitrogen, it can keep the crisps crispy for longer. We can also cool nitrogen to minus 197 degrees Celsius and turn it into liquid nitrogen. Before every bag of frozen peas makes it to a supermarket shelf, it was frozen very fast with liquid nitrogen. We call this flash freezing. This helps to keep them as fresh as possible before ending up in your freezer. Nitrogen gas is also used to make lots of different medicines in processes with funny names like blanketing, inerting, and even sparging. All because it is a boring, unreactive gas. In fact, I take that back. Nitrogen is far from boring. I hope you enjoyed this episode of A Spark of Science, brought to you by Glasgow Science Centre. As an educational charity, we want to keep everyone inspired by science. You can explore the vast array of online content on our website, and you'll find us on X at GSE1.